It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Last week, secondary school teacher strikes resumed after the Post-Primary Teachers Association, or the PPTA, voted to decline a pay offer from the Ministry of Education. Bargaining between the Ministry of Education and the PPTA has been going on for almost 11 months, and students have missed large amounts of class times. Parents and students have begun joining in on the strike protests in hopes to return to the classroom and gain greater recognition for their teachers. Camilla Highfield is the Deputy Dean for the University of Auckland Faculty of Education and Social Work. I spoke to her about where she thinks the strikes are going and why they're important, and also what needs to change in order for our teachers to feel more supported.
I think they're striking because they want more financial recognition for the work that they do. That's more in accordance with their qualifications and the type of work that they're doing and its level of importance. And I think they're also striking because they want more teachers in the sector so that they have more teachers in schools and in classrooms to help with the work of educating our young people.
What does the strike itself involve, and what's the impact on secondary students' learning?
Clearly, the PPTA have made a decision to send and roster students home in order to make a point to our community that these are the types of claims that they've got, and they want our community to understand the seriousness of those claims. And I guess when you're a parent and or a student and you're realising how your learning is being disrupted, then it gives pause for thought about what in fact the strike action is all about and why it's so important.
Do we currently have a teacher shortage in Aotearoa?
We certainly do in the secondary sector. You'll find that there'll be many, many principals who are looking for particularly teachers in STEM, but we expect, you know, as our teachers move offshore, retire, etc., that we need to continually be training high-quality teachers in all subjects. But, you know, I work at the Faculty of Education and Social Work at the University of Auckland, and we know that some of our maths graduate or maths training teachers have been offered jobs already, and they won't be graduated until the end of the year.
And so given the shortage, how crucial are improved conditions and wages to inspire future generations of educators?
Well, certainly starting salaries is a really key factor in the decision-making of graduates, and in fact anybody really who's looking at an alternative career. And if you look at the starting salary for somebody who's done 4 years at university, has got at the very minimum a three-year degree and then done a graduate diploma, their starting salary is around $55,000 a year. And that is not competitive with other, you know, offers from banks, from corporates, from even, private business. Young people can get salaries up to $10,000 to $20,000 more than that with that level of qualification. And people want to do teaching, they really do. I mean, most people that go into it do it because they're passionate about the role itself and the importance of the role in helping young people and facilitating learning. But when you realise that you're working 50 to 60 hour weeks and that there's a lot of stress and, you know, you could be doing other things for more money, you can understand that the equation doesn't work anymore.
Do we know where bargaining discussions between the PPTA and the Ministry of Education stand as of now?
I'm not the person to ask that question. You need to speak to the people that are involved in the actual negotiations.
But as someone who is a commentator in this field, do you have a view on where these discussions could be going?
Well, I think that the government is going, you know, this is the time for the government to invest in education, and doing it through teacher salaries is one lever that they've got to continue to improve the conditions for teachers and then continue to improve the quality of the workforce. So, I mean, I understand that there are obviously a lot of tensions in terms of the financial balance that the government needs to play, but education is an area that is really important for the future of young people in New Zealand. And from my perspective, this is a very good way of investing in education.
A lot of the immediate responses from the government to striking is to say that it's harming the future of our kids and is risking their education. But we've seen over the past week secondary students joining in on strikes and protests and showing a lot of support. So how would you say that this kind of disproves that argument against striking as an action?
I agree. I mean, I think it's a really interesting situation where students are actually seeing the stress and the difficulty of being a secondary school teacher, and that, you know, they're living witness to it, and they can understand how important it is that teachers are valued, and they feel that they are rewarded financially and at least are able to live on the wages that they are receiving in order to, you know, do the job that they need to do. And, you know, students, I think young people actually understand that this is short-term pain for long-term gain, and that teachers have really been backed into a corner and have little choice. I mean, of course, all of us want this resolved as quickly as possible, and no one wants to see ongoing situations where students aren't having continuous learning. But there's only really one group that can come to the party with what's required, and that's the government through the Ministry of Education and their bargaining team.
That was Camilla Highfield, Deputy Dean for the University of Auckland Faculty of Education and Social Work, speaking to me about the secondary school teacher strikes.